When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The one question I wanted to ask and didn't get a chance to was, how does he feel in terms of how the ballpark affects free agent pursuits on offense, especially as somebody who used to hit the ball there? I wonder, you know, because Dave Fleming suggested to us, you know, I don't know, maybe he's going to move the fences in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Buster did not appear today to me to be someone who's ready to move the fences in. He didn't sound ready to kind of do anything other than hire a staff and then figure out what they want to do. He's going to be somebody who wants more voices in the room. And I actually do think that while that might not satisfy our machismo, I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, Buster surround himself with some good people, get multiple opinions in the room, and then start functioning. And he said he wants to hire a GM very quickly, and he should.
Right. So as far as like the overarching questions about what are you going to do and what's your philosophy and what's your plans and all the rest of it, those questions should have been asked, and they were. But for me, I'm not looking for any real answers because the guy's been on the job for a day and a half, and I don't even think that he knows. I don't think that he knows, not that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to win and he wants to fix this and build an organization and all the rest of it. But there's all the little things you have to do first, like hire a staff, hire a GM, figure out who the GM wants as his assistant GM, figure out what you want to do with the scouting staff, the analytical staff, the coaching staff. And then when you get through all that, you can start to roll up your sleeves and think about free agents and the on-field product. I think everything has an order of operations.
Here's what he does know. I agree with everything you just said, but here's what he does know. And this is what I think the most important thing was today about this press conference. What Buster Posey knows is that what he needs to create, and there are a number of ways to do it, trades, free agency, farm system, you got to be a full-service baseball team.
No compromises.
No compromises. That's true.
Yep.
The Giants need to stop compromising. Stop calling the Seattle Mariners on a Wednesday to see if you can get their eighth string catcher.
Yeah. So, and they can. And they have.
Do you want to know what I notice about today's press conference? What Buster needs to go create, and he knows this, is more of him. And I know that you're...
Because they're just lying around everywhere.
I know your initial reaction is, oh, great. Yeah, go find more like Hall of Famers who are the face of a franchise. That's not what I mean. Here's what I mean. I saw Buster when he was all the way down the hall. And I don't know this to be true, but I'm going to tell myself that there's a reason that my head just popped up and noticed him, even though he was still 60 yards away. Why did I notice him?
He's him.
Because he has it.
He's him.
He has a presence. He has a presence when he walks into a room. He is a larger than life figure. And when he sat down and said, we're in the business of making memories and we're in the business of having families get together and see a player do something that is memorable, maybe forever. That means to me creating larger than life figures. And they don't all have to be Busters. We talked to one of them yesterday. We talked to one of them 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Hour and a half. Matt Cain was on the show. Yesterday, Hunter Pence was on the show. These are not Buster Posey's and Barry Bonds. They're Matt Cain's and they're Hunter Pence's. And right away, you can think of something they did in a Giants uniform and you're like, I'll never forget that moment.
Exactly.
I'll never forget the perfect game. I'll never forget when Hunter Pence hit the ball twice and it went over the shortstop's head. And the Giants won a playoff game. Larger than life figures. What Giant, what current Giant walks into the room and has that presence? Where you're like, ooh, Look at that guy. He sits down and everybody, you don't have to tell everybody, hey, quiet, you know.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unfair bar, but what I'm hearing you say is a guy who you can look at and rely on. Right now, I think about Matt Chapman and Logan Webb as number one and number two of guys that you can look at in that same way. And I just punched up the 2014 roster just so I can kind of make my point. And you had a catcher play 147 games, the aforementioned Buster Posey.
Buster Posey.
Your shortstop played 153.
That would be Brandon.
Your third baseman played 157 games, the roly-poly panda.
Pablo.
Your left fielder played 131 games, Mike Morse.
Mm-hmm.
And your right fielder played every game.
Hunter Pence.
Came to the park on a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
So five of your eight, because pitchers still hit there, five of your eight were, yeah, every day. Brandon Belt at first, I would imagine he got hurt, because he always does. Joe Panik was your second baseman. Angel Pagan played 96 games. Yeah. On the pitching staff, you had three guys start every start, Bum, Hudson, and Vogie, and Lincecum started 26. He appeared in 33. It's just because his career was starting to get a little bit leaky.
Right. But
then you had Matt Cain and Jake Peavy.
But that's why I say it's not that high of a bar. I'm not talking about people that necessarily, oh, you can rely on every day, and I'm not even talking about stats or anything like that. I'm talking about that if you want to bring your seven-year-old kid to the ballpark, who's going to make their eyes get big? And I can speak to this. I have a 10-year-old at home who loves baseball. I don't even know who his favorite player is.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I do know that he'll stop what he's doing when Shohei comes to the plate.
Of course.
Of course, and others. He actually is almost like he's got a brain that I don't even know how it works. He can tell me what every player on every team in every city has done last night. I might be giving him too much screen time. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is, that's who you're going to get. That's who Buster was talking about today. Who can walk into the room and make that kid go, oh my God? And how many names on that roster fit the bill? You don't have to be a future Hall of Famer.
The ones I just mentioned?
You could be Hunter. You could be Pablo.
Brandons.
You could be the Brandons. You could be Lincecum late in his career. You could be Mad Bum.
Vogie.
Anyway, he'll be on in 20 minutes.
He became one of them.
Yes, he did. But you get, and in 2012, but you get what I'm saying, like a figure, somebody who makes you just kind of stop or have a presence or think about them. These are the things that don't happen when you send them to AAA every 5 days.
Exactly. And that's why
we're talking about.
Totally. And I think that part of that goes into what I've been saying all along, which is he and Bob Melvin want what the 2014 had from a position player standpoint, which was five, if not six of your nine who are, yeah, you're playing. You're playing first. Hunter, you're playing right. You're playing right 162 times, by the way. And your catcher played more than Patrick Bailey played. Patrick Bailey, I know, got hurt this year. But give me five guys. Give me five of the nine who are going to play 140 times of the 162. And even if you don't necessarily have a monster year, I would take that. If you go 80-82 next year, but you give me five guys who play every day, I'm more connected to that team than I am this team, which is Wisely?
Yeah. I'd argue the number might even need to be a little higher. I get what you're saying.
Five of the nine?
Yeah, and look, people are going to get hurt and stuff like that. Like, that was, for instance, the plan with Jung-Hoo Lee, and then he got hurt.
Right.
But if you, like, right now, if you offered me, like, Jung-Hoo Lee fits that bill, Ramos fits that bill, Bailey fits the bill. Chapman fits the bill. I'm hoping that Tyler Fitzgerald at second fits the bill. I'm hoping they find someone who fits that bill at shortstop, Bo Bichette, Ha-Sung Kim. I certainly, like, probably not Bryce Eldridge. He won't be, my guess is he won't come up until a month or two into the season. But someone like that can be over there. And I don't know what they're going to do with right field. Maybe that is the spot where you kind of turn and burn a little bit and platoon and move guys in and out. I don't know. But five is a minimum. Maybe more. Probably more, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, if you have more than five, then you're hoping that you're a really good team and you have really good players in those spots. I look at this year and you had Chapman play 154, Yaz 140, but that's games played. Feels like some of those are including pinch hitting performances.
Well, and he moved between center and right also at times.
Seventh inning inserts. Conforto played 130. Bailey played 121, which is a good number as a catcher.
Sure.
You take that every year. And Ramos played 121. Once he got up here, he played every day.
Every day.
And then Lamont Wade Jr. played 117. Again, these are just games played, not starts technically. But, you know, I'm looking at the Hunter Pence year, and he had 700 plate appearances.
Jeez.
708. And Buster had 605. And Pablo had 638. These are full, meaty years. And that's really, I think, what Buster and Bob are talking about, where it's not going to be the Kapler, Farhan, you know, hey, Jock, you hit a home run, and it's the fourth inning, and they brought in a lefty, so now you're getting pinch hit for. That stuff analytically might be correct, but like you're saying with your 10-year-old son, if you told him right now, hey, son, here's $100, any jersey, you pick it. You pick your jersey. Oh, Dad, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure, Papa.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Can I platoon my jerseys?
He doesn't sound like that, but yeah,
it's part of the fun.
He might ask for ice cream instead.
I'm sure he has your voice already. Yeah. Dad, I would like.
He kind of does.
We, as your offspring, would like a Doval.
I'd like a jersey and an ice cream.
Totally.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.